Hello, this is going to be an encore episode from last year, July of 2023, where we talked about Oppenheimer, the movie by Christopher Nolan, and, you know, I watched it on the day it came out and discussed with Masako shortly after. Now that Oppenheimer is available in Japan, and people are talking about it, I thought, why not share this old episode again to sort of put my two cents in there. And don't worry, there will be no spoilers, no netabare. So if you haven't watched it, you're safe, basically. And just a little public service announcement. The otari form wa 引き続き4月中は開けておこうと思っていますので、ぜひ、質問、リクエスト、感想、or just say hello, anything. I'll close this authority form at the end of April, so, it's anonymous, you can spend however long as you want, and we will appreciate and read every single one of them. Thank you! Enjoy the episode! Hello, Masako.
Hello, Asami.
It's been a couple weeks since we last talked. I am 30 years old now.
Wow.
As of yesterday. So I'm older than the last time we spoke.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But as you know, I don't have friends in this town since I just moved. So my birthday, I was all alone. 100% solo.
Yeah.
Which is not that bad. I've done something like this before. My birthday is in summer, which means there's no school. So usually it's just family. Mm. Or, you know, if I'm like away from family and there's no school, I'm just by myself. Mm. Or, you know, my friends. Mm. So this is not new. That's okay. But the biggest problem I had was, which one do I watch? Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Okay.
Are they promoting these two movies in Japan?
I don't think so yet.
Neither of them? Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't know. It usually takes a little bit of time, but Barbie is by Greta Gerwig, who did Lady Bird and Little Woman most recently. So it's her Shinsaku, and it's got like Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Sim Liu, Michael Cera, like funny all-cast, like all-star casts. It looks very funny. It looks very like satirical, you know, making fun of like the perfection obsession of like that Barbie symbolizes, right? So I thought that was fun too. And Oppenheimer is completely different kind of movie, but also an A-list caster movie. You know, Cillian Murphy's playing it, Emily Blunt's in it, who else? Matt Damon's in it, and it's Christopher Nolan's movie. I don't know if you watched his, like, Inception.
Yeah, I did.
Or Interstellar.
I did.
Yeah. So like his newest movie is this one, Oppenheimer. And Barbie is like all pink, technicolor, you know, fuchsia pink, happy vibes, and Oppenheimer is all depressing, dark, you know, it's I don't know, in case you don't know who Oppenheimer is, he is a physicist credited for the making of the atomic bomb. Mm. So he's often referred to as the father of atomic bomb. And he was the director of Manhattan Project, who, you know, did the development of atomic bombs and, you know, made it possible to have this technology. So it was a story about him, his, you know, rise to the sort of, you know, America's national hero, right? Like, ended the World War II effectively to, like, fall after that. Like, he struggled a lot with the moral conundrum of the impact that his bomb had and his project had, and so many sort of political messiness that he got himself into. He lost a lot of friends doing this, and his reputation basically was tarnished after, you know, being credited as one of the, you know, national heroes of America, right? And the Allied forces in general. So it's a complicated figure, you know, and he, on all accounts, he seems, you know, pretty brilliant, but after the Manhattan Project, together with him being, having to be busy with, other sort of more political interests of his, like, I don't think he did much research after that. I don't think he was able to really go back to doing physics full time. You know, like, neither his sort of fame nor his, like, reputation allowed him to do that. So it's like a biopic, like Denki mitaina, like, story of a scientist. So, I like both of the directors. I was really curious to, and they were both coming out in the same day. So the biggest debate in America was like, which one are you going to watch first? Barbie or Oppenheimer? Right? Because those are two extremely different vibes for a movie. But as a solo movie to watch on your birthday, I felt like Oppenheimer is a little bit less sad than watching Barbie alone, because I feel like I want to watch Barbie with my friends and
but not alone, you know, on your birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to chat and, like, laugh at the movie theater if I'm going, and I want to go there with my friends. Whereas, like, Oppenheimer, I can just,
that's
like, sit
kind
in a corner.
Depressing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure plenty of my scientist friends would have loved to watch with me, but, I'm okay with, like, watching on my own. Like, I do. Not frequently, but I have watched movies alone in movie theater, and I don't hate it, that experience. So it just that it was very weird, because this is kind of like a blockbuster, blockbuster, I guess, but like highly anticipated movie of a very famous director. So, it felt a little bit funny to go alone, but I did anyway. And it was great. I think it was worth it. Worth it because it, like, I wouldn't say it was, like, the best work of his. I mean, I completely love Inception and Interstellar. Like, I think those are really, like, interesting film who are, like, that are using very interesting techniques to convey completely new stories. I love his Batman, too. But, like, so if you, like, live it, you know, did he live up to that level? Not for me. But it was definitely a solid biopic, I think. And every time I watch a biopic that's based on scientists, I have a few things that, like, comes to my mind. And it did this time as well. So, the first thing is how unrealistic the jikenshin is, or like the eureka moment part is. I think, given that Oppenheimer is a theoretical physicist, so, you know, they're like sitting around a table, like scribbling equations on paper, like that part was like realistic and it's fine. Like, I think this movie did a decent job of, showing how unglamorous that process is. You know, there was no like random writing on a board with like dramatic music in the background and like light bulb moment. You know, none of that was there.
Right.
But I thought it was funny as an experimentalist that It's like, no real theoretical physicist would even be allowed to get so close to the experiment. Cause like, there's a scene where he's like actually in the lab, like touching the bomb or something, right? I'm just like, dude, no one would do that. No theorist would do that. It's like, one, they'd be scared out of their mind, and two, no experimentalist will let any theorist touch their experiment. So thought it was funny. But of course, you know, cinema has to happen. So that's fine. The other thing is, I am so glad that my line of research is not that controversial, you know, ever. That's it for the show today. Thanks for listening, and find us at Eigode Science on Twitter. That is EIGODESCIENCE. See you next time.